Scott, that was some high drama stuff right there. Can you just put some feeling words to what's going through your head right now?
That was the most exciting soccer game I've ever been a part of, hands down. I'm so proud of the girls. You know, the message at the beginning was we need to fight for the full 80 minutes and then some, because we had went into overtime, obviously, and they did just that. We continued to be very dangerous offensively. We created some really good chances, even in overtime. Just couldn't find the back of the net. But my gosh, to come through like that on PKs, our PKs were just amazing. And then Tenley Peterson making those two saves, absolutely phenomenal.
Can we start with Tenley? I mean, not just the penalty shootout, but throughout the night, she came up with some monster stops for you guys, and really was the reason you were in a position to even have chances to win it down the stretch there.
Absolutely. Aberdeen, as you guys saw tonight, is a very dangerous offensive team. They can score from anywhere. And so, yeah, Tenley was absolutely huge. She made some amazing saves both in the second half, and she made a few in the overtime period as well to keep us in it. So, yeah, she played, I think, probably the best game I've ever seen Tenley Peterson play in the net. She was amazing tonight.
She talked about how she watched the quarterfinals because they went to penalties against,
yes,
Spearfish. Did you watch that?
Did
you guys talk about that, or was
we
that
did.
All her? I mean, obviously she gets the credit for making the saves, but
yeah,
that's incredible foresight by her and you guys to know, okay, if we end up in this situation, this is maybe what to expect from Aberdeen.
Yeah, we did. We watched it, or I watched it. I know some of the girls tuned in as well. And their goalie is very good. She's very athletic, and Spearfish didn't get a single PK on her in that shootout. And so we knew it was going to be tough. So the girls knew that they needed to step up with confidence. That's one of the messages with PKs, is it's all confidence. You have to just step up and just put it in your corner, and they did that. They did it beautifully, so I'm just so proud of them.
Certainly it felt like the crowd made an impact throughout the night, but especially there in that penalty shootout, it was nice to have some juice behind the opposing penalty takers there to kind of throw them off the game maybe a little bit and give Tenley a boost.
Yeah, the crowd was absolutely amazing. I can't believe how many people were here tonight, and I just want to thank everybody for coming and supporting us and supporting the girls. It was absolutely phenomenal. The cheering, like I've never heard cheering that loud ever at a soccer game, especially not in Mitchell. So that was, I mean, they're a big part in our win. That support is so important. The girls feel that on the field, and that was a big part in our win today too. So
this has been a dream season, and this was kind of a, you know, for the semifinals, a dream finish, and you don't want to be done here, obviously. So what do you say about the fact that you're going to have one more match? You're going to have a chance to play for a state title on Saturday.
Yeah, so we are obviously, we're super excited. It's another milestone for this program. We keep on rolling and into the state championship. I don't know, I think Harrisburg is up right now, Lincoln by like four. So it's looking like we'll probably get Harrisburg again. And that's not a big surprise to me. I figured that's probably who we'd face, but we beat them already once this year, so it's going to be another tough game.
Seems like that would be fitting. If
yeah,
have to
it would
play
be.
Again,
yep.
And to bookend the season that way, where
yes,
you start by, you know, they were defending state champs, and mm-hmm, number one coming in, play them to start, and play them again at the end.
Yeah, I think the girls are ready. So I think they're ready to compete in a state championship game, and I think they're ready to take on Harrisburg. We continue to get better. Especially through the playoffs, and I keep on telling them, your best soccer is still ahead of you, and I think we still got a lot in the tank, and we're going to be ready for the state championship game.
Do you know what, I mean, I have to imagine, do you know the last time Mitchell girls were in a shootout like that? Maybe never, I don't know. I mean, there's only a handful of playoff games, so, and obviously don't do it during the regular season, so that doesn't seem like,
yeah, in my coaching, the program, the last 6 years, we've never been in a penalty shootout. Yeah, so that would be the first. Yeah.
Obviously, just throughout the night tonight, it felt like physicality is a word that you could use.
Yeah.
That's not necessarily your guys' brand of soccer, at least that has showed up for a lot of the season. You guys kind of are more fluid, but you really rose to that challenge that Aberdeen Central presented in that aspect tonight.
Absolutely. They're a very physical team. We learned that when we went up to Aberdeen and played them. So we got knocked around quite a bit, and we rose to that. Sometimes when a team is physical with you, you have to match their physicality. And I think the girls did a really good job with that tonight.
And you hinted at this too, but it was very end-to-end throughout the night. What kind of challenges does that present, specifically on defense and for your back line that's been so good all year, and for Tenley? And how did they kind of rise to that challenge in a particularly tough flow of the game?
It is, yeah. It was end-to-end, so it's like one quick attacking transition and then one going the other direction. So it's very tough for the back line, simply because it's coming at you so fast. Our mids aren't able to recover back quick enough, so it's left up to our back four, and if they get numbers, if they have three girls coming through, you know, they're pretty talented at slipping balls through and stuff like that, and they're super fast. So, but we did what we needed to do to stop it. It was dangerous, looked dangerous at times, but, you know, testament to our defense, we held on and we took care of business on the back line. So,
thanks, Scott.
Yeah, appreciate it.
As far as Harrisburg, kind of what style do they play, and can you take anything from that first match, considering it was so long ago and, you know, both teams are probably a little bit different?
Yeah, Harrisburg is also a very potent offensive team. They've scored more goals in the season than anybody else. They're the top goal scoring team in the state right now. So yeah, we're going to expect them to also transition pretty fast. They like to push a lot of players into their attack. So they'll have, you know, four, five, six players up into their attacking third. And so they really flood the offensive side of things. So we have to be ready for them. We did a good job. We maintained and held like we needed to when we played them, you know, first game of the season. And we're just such a better team now than we were then. So I think the girls are up for the challenge.
As far as Brandon, how is that for a site for a state title game?
Yeah, it's great. They have a nice turf field there. And, yeah, I think it'll be a great location for us. Yeah.
All right, thanks a lot.